Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, I didn't get to talk to him at all last week. I'm in sort of a little bit of a withdrawal. But joining us again from Yuma, Arizona, is writer and just all around dude, Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Well, let's kick this off because as soon as I went and I looked at what the latest in the world of Dean was, I see this thing about this Wyoming grizzly, and that this story is actually 12 years old. Do you have to go out and request details to this? Is this something they just don't make available?
Right. What this story is, it's from a series of events where we, that is to say, AMLAN, requested in a Freedom of Information Act request information about defensive uses of firearms against bears. And what happens is these cases are often investigated. But because of the cancel culture and, these people who don't want any animal killed and are willing to go to great lengths to harass people who have to kill animals, the people involved don't want their name released to the public. So they do not seek out media attention, and the agencies that investigate are not allowed to release their names without permission. And so the events never get any publicity. And we found, with this Freedom of Information Act request, we found a couple of dozen of events where people defended themselves against bears, which have otherwise not been published as far as we can tell. And we think these are worthy, newsworthy events. And so what has happened, we've taken the best of these, and I've gone through and written them up in a format that is not officialese, that's a little more easily understood, and taken pictures where they had them, and put them as articles on AMLAN. And that's why this one was not recorded or reported on for about, 11 years, I think.
Right.
So now, that's where these are coming from. I think it's a worthwhile exercise.
Well, I mean, I love the forensic dive that you take on. Tell me the details of this particular hunt that turned into a self-defense capade.
Yes. Well, we had hunters in Wyoming they're hunting elk in a pretty wild part of Wyoming. I mean, that's kind of where you expect an elk hunter to hunt elk. And they were successful, and they got a nice bull. And it was getting dark, the latter part of the day, and they're away from camp. So they did a field, what's called a field dressing on the elk, where they remove the internal organs. And as a way to partially protect their kill from bears, they removed those internal organs and dragged them about 50 yards away from the elk. But then they left it, figuring that they would send people back to retrieve the meat and the head and the horns the next day. And that was October 18th, 2010. So the next day, three people went back to retrieve the elk. And I don't know, because they've redacted the identities, if any of those were there the day before. It's not clear. On the previous day, one of the hunters had left a fluorescent orange hat up in a tree, so it would be a little easier to find the site of the kill. And these three guys with horses went to collect the elk meat and trophy. And I just refer to them as guide, wrangler, and hunter, because no names are given and you want to differentiate them somehow so people can follow the story easier. So, the three men, and from the what pictures are shown, even though faces are kept out, I'm 99% sure they were men, traveled ways, and the terrain got more and more difficult. And after they cut a couple of trees out of the way, they finally got to the point where there was so much down timber and the terrain was so steep and they were close enough to where the kill of the elk had occurred that they decided they couldn't take the horses any further. So they left the horses and they ate a sandwich and they took out binoculars and looked around to see if there were any bears in the area, because they knew that this was a potential danger. Then they continued on to where they had left the elk. And the person called Guide had a holstered 44 Magnum revolver. Wrangler had a 12-gauge pump shotgun. They had three rounds of bird shot and a low recoil round of double-aught buckshot. Because the last round, the first round loaded in and the last round to be shot out of the shotgun. And the hunter had a holstered 45 semi-automatic pistol. And I thought it's kind of interesting, because Guide told Wrangler, make sure a round is chambered in the shotgun. And he said, we need to go slow, because they didn't want to get into trouble with bears. So they're about 200 yards away. And they start getting closer and closer. And they see this fluorescent orange hat one of the hunters had hung on a tree to mark the site. So the hunter pulls out binoculars and looks around for bears some more, but he doesn't see any. So they keep on going towards the hillside, and they're going up slope, you know, traveling uphill. And here a grizzly bear pops up and charges at Wrangler. And guess what? Wrangler had not put a round in the chamber of the shotgun. And Guide yells at Wrangler, shoot a warning shot! And in the excitement, Wrangler can't chamber a round. Well, if you ever had a pump shotgun and messed around with it, they have a lock. The lock unlocks when you fire. Or right. There's a little lever, usually, that you press to unlock it. If you right. don't press the lever or pull the trigger, it stays locked and you can't chamber a round.
Right.
And I suspect that was what was happening with Wrangler. It sounds like he wasn't very familiar with the controls on this pump shotgun. And so he starts moving downhill toward Guide. Well, Guide grabs the shotgun, chambers around, and fires three warning shots of bird shot behind and over the bear. And so, a cub had appeared in here at some point, and the cub and the bear, the sow, move away and into a gulch. Then Hunter says, hey, the gut pile's been completely eaten.
Hang on right there. So hang on right there. Pick this up when we get back. It's just like a cliffhanger, isn't it? Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about this bear that, everybody seemed to be armed.
Yeah, the bear wanted the elk, and the hunters wanted the elk they'd taken as well. That's what they were there for, to get the elk, elk quarters and the head and the antlers and take it back. So they had just fired warning shots at over and behind the grizzly and the cub and taken off and left, at least out of sight. So Hunter just said that the gut pile had just been completely eaten. So the three men are about 100 yards from the elk carcass now, and they're downslope. And they continue on, and they find that the elk has been only slightly disturbed. One small bite had been taken from one hind quarter. So they start processing the elk into quarters. That's where you cut the quarters away from the rest of the carcass, and you take the most desirable cuts of meat from what's left, and you have the head and the cape with the antlers on as well. And it takes a little bit of while to do this. An elk is a big animal, and you have to pull the skin away, or at least cut it for the meat. If you're going to drag the quarters, you probably leave the skin on. So they're processing the elk for about an hour. And suddenly, there's the bears again. They're down slope, but they're getting closer. So the three men stop processing the elk, and they start throwing rocks at the bears, and they roll some rocks down the slope toward the bears. Now, you know it has to be a pretty steep slope if a rock rolls down it toward bears. So then the bears back off again and go out of sight. So because these bears are making life difficult, and they don't want to have to hang around any longer than they have to, they finish processing the elk, and they make the decision that they're going to take everything they want back to the horses in one trip. Now, you got a big bull elk, and you want the head and the horns and the meat in the quarters. That's a lot for three men to carry. So they're pretty heavily loaded, and they're actually not carrying at all. The guide and the hunter are carrying packs with meat in it and dragging the hind quarters, because dragging something, especially if you're going downslope, is a lot easier than actually carrying it. Wrangler is carrying a pack with one of the front quarters in it and the head and the cape. And the head has the antler top.
Right.
And he also has the shotgun. So they try to move away from where they saw the bears, you know, because they're going downslope and there's drainage, so they're moving on the side, the far side away from where the bears were, to try to maximize the distance. Hunter is in the lead. He's got a 45 in a hole. Wrangler is the middle with the shotgun. Guide's bringing up the rear. He's got a holstered 44 mag. He also has a walking stick to help on the steep terrain. And he's having difficulty keeping up with Hunter and Wrangler, dragging this big hind quarter and with a heavily loaded pack as well. So Wrangler, I mean, each one of these are probably toting over 100 pounds. So Wrangler keeps, he's in the middle, Wrangler's in the middle. He keeps looking back to check on guys. They traveled about 200 yards when Wrangler yells out, "Guide!" And Guide believes it was a warning about the bear. And he looks to his right, but he doesn't see the bear. And then Wrangler yells, "She's right behind you!" And Guide said that the hair stood up on the back of his neck, and he swings this walking stick as hard as he can behind him while he's looking, and he sees the walking stick just miss the grizzly bear as he's swinging it, and the bear retreated a step back. So then Wrangler yells out, this is all happening very, very fast. Wrangler yells, moving left, because the bear is right behind guide, and he doesn't have a clear shot. So he's got to move off to the side so that he can get a shot. Then the hunter, who's ahead, draws his 45, but he doesn't have a clear shot because Wrangler's in between him and guide and the bear. So then the bear, like I said, took about a step away or so. It retreated, and then it turned, and then it came at guide from 9 feet away. The guide drew his 44 Magnum, and he fires one shot, and then Wrangler fires with the shotgun just slightly after guide's shot goes off, almost the same time. And the shotgun's loaded with double-aught buckshot. And the bear takes a couple of steps, drops, and rolls down slope. And both shots, as we find out later, were probably deadly shots. The 44 went between the shoulders, just slightly off to the right of the bear, left of the shooter, and down into the chest cavity. It wasn't clear if it hit the spine, but it was very close to the spine if it didn't hit it. And then the double-aught buck hit the group of buckshot. It's only about 10 yards for the shot, so it's a pretty tight group yet. Hit in the back part of the thoracic cavity where the lungs and heart are. Now, I think it was a little too far back to hit the heart, but it definitely hit the lung. And the bear, they just, the way the bear acted, they were sure the bear was dead. So they caught their breath. Then they continued to transport the elk quarters and cape with the head to the horses. And the guide said he was so shaken up, he could not tie his elk quarter on properly. And they had to stop and retie. And that's quite an admission for an elk hunting guide.
Yeah.
He couldn't tie a quarter of an elk onto the pack animal correctly.
Let me get you a hang on right there, coming up on the next break. And Dean, of course, this is on this is one of his latest articles to be published at Ammoland. Dean's the only one that covers these bear attacks as well as anybody does. He's the only one doing it, and it's a fascinating topic. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said that he has hope of both a diplomatic solution to ease tensions over Ukraine and in Russian President Vladimir Putin's willingness to continue those talks. But Biden also said in remarks at the White House that he's prepared either way.
The United States is prepared no matter what happens. We are ready with diplomacy, and we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility.
The president said his team has been involved in nonstop diplomacy, and he plans to give that every chance to succeed. Biden also warned that the U.S. is prepared to carry out powerful economic sanctions on Russia should it decide to mount an invasion. And relatives of 9 victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre have reached a $73 million settlement with Remington, concluding their lawsuit that saw a gun manufacturer for the first time face liability following a mass shooting in the United States. This is USA Radio News. Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1%. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8% in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared at its highest rate in more than four decades. The city of New York fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to the mayor's office. Over 64% worked for the city's education department. The United Federation of Teachers said last week 700 of its members had been given notice that they would be fired. The union joined with others to block the firings, but a judge ruled in favor of the city. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. He's been telling us about this elk hunt that became a self-defense situation. Give us a conclusion on this one, would you? Because I got one more I want to cover before the end of the day.
Very good. So, the bear is down. They loaded the elk quarters and cape and head on the horses. They went back to camp, and then the next day they contacted Wyoming Fish and Game and told them what happened. The wardens came out to meet the participants later that day. They interviewed them, they took written statements, and then they traveled to the shooting scene, and they took pictures and did a field necropsy of the bear. And in the article, they got pictures of all this. And the physical evidence was consistent with the oral and written statements of the participants. And that's one of the big things any investigator looks for. Are there inconsistencies? Is somebody lying about something? Everything lined up. And on 15 February 2011, they recommended the case be closed as they had received a letter of declination to prosecute from the U.S. Attorney's Office. So that's what happened in that case. And we only heard about it 10 to 11 years later.
Do we ever see any of these cases where they actually get out there and decide to prosecute somebody for defending themselves against a bear?
Yes. It's happened in, I can think, at least 3 or 4 cases, and you have mixed results. It's expensive to defend yourself in these cases. But there was a case up in, I think it was Montana, where the person who did the shooting felt that he was fully justified, and they went to court, and they dropped all charges. I don't think it even went to a jury trial. I think the judge said, no, there's no case here, and they dropped the charges. And then there was a case where a young man who was on a ranch, and the grizzly bears were raiding his chickens, and he said he fired at them just to scare them off with his .22 rimfire rifle, and the next morning, three dead bears were found.
Wow.
Yeah. And so partly because he didn't claim that, you know, they were directly attacking him, he was charged. And I think they eventually settled for something, you know, less than the most horrible prosecution they could do. But that was the case. And then there's a couple of cases in this Freedom of Information Act that I've come across where prosecution was pursued. And I have to say, in some of them, it was seemed kind of warranted. I mean, when you have the person who shot the bear saying, hey, you know, I always wanted to shoot a bear, and, you know, if you guys would just kind of look the other way, it would save me $20,000. Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like you're just an innocent guy, you know.
Right.
So there is certainly sometimes prosecutions do happen, but I usually don't. That's not where I'm trying to find examples of, so I don't generally write those up for Ammoland.
That interests me a great deal. Simply because, like, I know in certain places, like in Alaska, if you kill a bear in self-defense, the problem that you're going to run into is that if you just leave the bear there, they're going to come after you for not harvesting the bear, right?
Right. Yeah, you have to salvage what you can, and it's a chore. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that people try to avoid shooting bears if they can, because a lot of work involving salvaging the hide and the head of a big grizzly. And then you can also, you have to report it as a defense of life and property.
Right.
And then, or, as I've learned in a case that will be included in later updates, oftentimes a defensive shooting is that somebody got a bear tag just in case they had to shoot a bear so that they wouldn't have to go through all that, and they could keep the hide and head as a trophy. And that happens more often than we think, I believe. I know at least two cases, and there's probably more. In Alaska, I'm talking about. Now, what we do see, and that's kind of interesting, is we see a lot more percentage-wise, a much higher number of defenses against bears in the lower 48 than we do in Alaska. I think there's in the neighborhood of about 35 to 50,000 grizzly bears in Alaska. And there's about in the neighborhood of 2,000 grizzly bears in the lower 48.
Right.
But we see about the same number of fatal bear attacks in both places by grizzlies. In Alaska, the grizzly bears are routinely hunted. In the lower 48, we have not been allowed to hunt them for 50 years. So you have several generations of grizzlies in the lower 48 who have learned that people are harmless critters. They'll never do anything to them, and they can take anything they want from people without consequence. So I think that is a big reason that we have different statistics for the two places.
That's actually how things become dangerous, right? When they're like, ah, humans, food, humans, food,
yeah,
humans,
right? And I can bluff humans away from anything. They always leave. There's never any consequence to me. They're not nearly as scary as they look at first. Yeah, that's what I think we've taught grizzly bears in the lower 48.
Yeah. Are black bears more aggressive than grizzlies?
No, just the opposite. They're
really?
They're much less aggressive. They tend to be
skittish.
More careful. Most of the attacks by black bears are predatory attacks rather than territorial attacks or defense of food cache or grizzly bears just have a reputation of being far, far more aggressive than black bears. And what we see is that black bears, if you hurt a black bear, they usually will run away. Sometimes, a lot of times, if you hurt a grizzly, they'll run away too, but not always. A lot of times, grizzlies just keep on fighting or attacking them. So there's a significant difference between the way black bears behave and grizzly bears. But we have so many more black bears. I mean, there's, I used to have the number, I think about 500,000 black bears in the U.S. And there's only, at most 50,000 grizzlies. So there's 10 times as many black bears, and maybe more than that. Black bears are common, and their populations are increasing over much of their range in the United States. So because you have so many black bears, you have just about the same number of attacks and fatalities with black bears as you do with grizzlies.
All right, when we get back, you just recently published an article. I want to hear about this. The first fatal polar bear attack ever recorded, I guess, in the United States. I want to hear about that as well. You can catch Dean's work. He has well over 1,900 articles at Ameland.com. Ameland.com is the biggest website of its kind on the Internet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean does this series about bears. And we've been talking about bears the whole time. But now we're going to go back to a first. The first recorded fatal polar bear attack. Are there any other... Do polar bears only maul from time to time, or do they always...
Well, they're very dangerous. And this is the first recorded polar bear attack that's fatal in the United States. I mean, there were probably plenty of others before this happened, but there was nobody around to record them because they happened to Stone Age people that didn't have publishing or written records. And there wasn't any polar bear territory in the United States until after we acquired Alaska from Russia in 1867. So that's what makes this the first fatal polar bear attack. It was the first one where somebody recorded it,
right?
And then it was also the not long after Alaska became part of the USA. And I found out about it from Tom Smith, who's a famous bear researcher at Brigham Young University, and he told me about it in August of 2021, and it was recorded in a very well-known book to people who are interested in Arctic exploration called 50 Years Below Zero by Charles C. Brower. I got a copy of the book, and it's fascinating, worth reading by itself. He went up to the Arctic, to Alaska. He was 21 years old in 1884. He'd already spent 7 years at sea as a working sailor. He'd survived a couple of shipwrecks by the time, and he was 21 years old, and he's heading north to the Arctic to represent a company for looking for profit. And he had three firearms he mentions as having brought with him. A .44 rifle, which was probably an 1873 Winchester, then an old Colt revolver. Now, he's talking about things, 50 years after the fact, so it would be old by then, which was probably also an 1873 single-action Army. And most likely they were in .44-40 caliber, because the rifle's .44, and back then, it wasn't called the 4440 yet. It was just called the 44 Winchester. So he goes out hunting for seals, as it turns out, with his friend after he's been in the Arctic just about a year. It's June of 1885. And another Eskimo goes out with them, and this other Eskimo is armed with a double-barreled smoothbore muzzleloader shotgun. And one barrel is loaded with ball, and the other one has birdshot. So he's not really heavily armed. And they're going out on the ice looking for seals. And they're at what he describes as a water hole, which is probably fresh water melt in the salt water, in the ice. And his companion nudges him, and then he looks up and he sees three polar bears coming toward the three of them. The other Eskimo hunter had separated off some several hundred yards closer to shore. And two polar bears were coming right toward them. And then a third polar bear was coming toward the third man, the other Eskimo. And they get down on the ice, and it's rough ice, so they can hide. And as the two polar bears come up to them, they shoot and kill both of them. And it turns out to be a year-old cub and the sow. And the third bear kept going toward the other hunter and didn't pay any attention to the gunshot. And it's several hundred yards off, further than they can accurately shoot. And this other Eskimo doesn't fire. He appears reluctant. And the bear is, like, almost on top of him, and he finally shoots. And then it rears up, probably get a better look, and it takes off after the guy. Guy shoots again and then starts to run. But the second shot was birdshot in a muzzleloader. And the bear catches him in just a couple of bounds and strikes him with the paw to the head and then bites him under the arm. Then he leaves that dead body and moves toward the author, Brower, and his friend Kayuktu. And they're a couple hundred yards, several hundred yards off, and it seems kind of strange. And then they give this account of what happened. And he gets closer and closer and closer, and they wait until he's within just a few yards of them, and they both fire, and they manage to kill this third bear, which is a big boar. Now, he's, like I said, it seems a little unusual. Why would he kill this guy and then go after two more men? Well, it turns out, if you look at polar bears' characteristics, they're surplus killers. That is, they'll often kill a lot more than they can eat, at the moment anyway. You know, like wolves do the same thing, and so do many members of the weasel family. Cats have been known to do it too, where they just get into this, where there's this stuff here, so I'm going to kill it. We've seen it in even black bears. We've seen this, especially when it gets close to fall, when they're going to den up. And then there's the other possibility that this big boar was following the sow and cub, because mature polar bear boars often kill sows and eat them. And polar bears regularly practice cannibalism. So, anyway, it was shot. It was probably with 4440 in black powder. And it turns out that a 4440 powered by black powder out of a rifle is almost identical in ballistics to a 10-millimeter pistol cartridge out of a pistol. They're only like 50 feet per second apart.
Right.
Very, very close. And you probably have a better bullet construction on the pistol, so I'd rate them just about equal in killing power. And you ask, are they, are these fatal bear attacks common? Well, they're not in the U.S. But part of this is that most such events would have happened to Stone Age people before they could record it, because they didn't have any means of recording it. And even when polar bear fatal attacks happen, they may not be recorded, because this one was in a popular book that was published 50 years ago, and we only hear about it to bear researchers today. So there's probably other accounts. In fact, I was looking at a description of a database of polar bear attacks that's been put together by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. We're hoping that we can get it with a Freedom of Information Act. And in that database, it lists three fatal polar bear attacks in the United States, but so far I only know of two. You know, this one in 1885 and another that was in 1990. So there's a third one. Hopefully we'll be able to get the information through a Freedom of Information Act.
That just kills me that you have to go through that, just to get the information, just to put it out there. I mean, isn't that, wouldn't that be considered public education, to educate the public going out there?
Public information. I found out the person who designed the database and is keeping it. I found his email. I sent him an email. We'll see. Maybe he'll just give it to me instead of requiring us to go through Freedom of Information.
That would be very nice. We're about to run out of time. You think you're going to have some time come Friday?
I do. And it will be a pleasure, as it always is.
Outstanding, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. And we will do it again on Friday.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. And before we go away, pay attention to the ads you hear about Save GCN. Go check that out. Go check that out, if you would be so kind. SaveGCN.com. As for me, I'll be back here in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.